I will sell it to cause my soul to depart away from him. He says in Ezekiel chapter 39, now what a profound statement here. Ezekiel 39, verse 7. If someone gets that for, if someone get that, read that quickly. Whoever got that, stand and read it loud so I can hear it. Ezekiel 39, verse 7. Start again. Start again. He said, I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. I will not let them profane my holy name anymore. And the nation shall know what it... I don't want you to read that, son. What it says in the one you're reading. And the nation shall know what? What it says in that text, Patrick? Huh? When the heathen shall know what? That's what it says. But it says, and the nations, the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. The heathens must know that he has a mark and an identity. There's not a heathen in America cannot say, Lord God, God, Lord. He said, but my name shall be made known, and those heathen nations shall know it's more than Lord God. He said, they shall know my holy name. He said, they shall know my holy name. Not just a name, but my holy name. And the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. He said, I will make my holy name known. I will make my name known. Now, when something is made known, there's a mark. For you to make yourself known unto one, you introduce yourself. I am David. And your name is Gene. He said, I am Yahweh, you are Israel as a whole, and I will make my name known in the midst of that house, and you all shall call me by name. That's Old Testament, and this is what Paul preached from. This is what John preached from. This is what Philip preached from. This is what Epaphroditus preached from. This is what Thaddeus preached from. This is what Barnabas preached from. They all preach from this. And they knew of that glorious name. And they saw it in the manifestation of the power of the Son in flesh. Make known salvation unto man. And so his name is holy and pure. And you cannot deny it. Not one bit. And there's, I want to show you something here. Because he has a name for himself, whether you believe that or not. I will show you in text. I want to read something that I read on the Sabbath. Exodus 3 and 15. If you will literally take these scriptures and go back over them and read text before and after, it is so simple that a wayfaring man can understand. A man that's out of the way, that doesn't even know, he can understand that. Who is your God? What is his name? Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. This is what it says. And Elohim said, moreover to Moses, thou, look at what he says now, thou shalt say to the children of Israel. He identified the house he should speak to. He said, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, have sent me to you. Do you hear that? This is my name forever. And not only did he say that, and this is my memorial to all generations. Do you understand what a memorial is? They build statues. Stonewall Jackson. And I don't care what generation you go through. I don't care if it's 50 from now. If that statue's still there, they say, that's Stonewall Jackson. That's a memorial to Stonewall Jackson. They have the tomb of the unknown soldiers. They have no name there, just soldiers that died. No dog tags. They don't know whom they are. Soldiers. Tomb of the unknown soldiers. And so he said, there shall be a memorial. You shall know my name. And Paul preached this. And he preached the power of that name. He understood that. He said, what you must understand, saints, here's the manifestation of that name. Who, a man coming in flesh? He said, yes, it's Yahweh. Y'all sure? And the flesh of Almighty Yahweh sent him in the likeness of flesh. To condemn sin in the flesh to assure you of your salvation is what he did. You can't deduct Jesus from it. I don't care what the world says. You can't do it. It's just not there. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. And there's some things I want to get into after this. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. We want to find out if his name truly is what he says it is. Yahweh said, and I appeared to Abraham. Listen, to Isaac, to Jacob. He said, by the name of Elohim Almighty, truly El Shaddai. What he is actually saying. He said, but by my name was I not known to them. How can he appear to him in his name? And then he said, by my name I was not known unto them. By the name of Yahweh, he said, I was not known unto them. They know me as the mighty one. The one that did mighty feats and mighty works. The Elohim, El Shaddai. He said, but by my name, they did not know, was not known unto them. I did not make my name known unto them. And he said, yet to this house, Israel, I will make my name known unto you for memoria. Paul said Moses and the prophets. He talks about Moses and the prophets. That's what he speaks about in New Testament scripture. That's what he speaks of. I want to start here in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. I want to show us some scriptures. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Pat, will you stand up and read that? If someone has that, quickly read that for me. I want, let's read it out loud, son.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
I know what, thank you, son. Yahweh is a man of war. Even if you just think on that, just even in the natural sense, think on that. The Lord is a man of war. Well, we're talking about the text of the scripture, so we know who we're talking about. No, Paul knew him by his name, so did Moses. He said, Yahweh is his name, but he made his name. Did he not say he was going to get glory on his name with Pharaoh? Did they not see the war that he committed? Did they not see the very feat that he wrought in the house of Pharaoh when he brought them out of Egypt? Yahweh is a man of war, and Yahweh is his name. That is his name. His name is not Lord, saints. He has a name. No, it is not insignificant. He's bringing us to a significant time in this hour. A time of the end whereby he's going to reveal himself in a mighty way. It is not insignificant. It is not a small matter. It is a great matter. If his name is not holy and sanctified in you, you can't receive him. You're ashamed of his name. He'll be ashamed of you. You deny his name. He's going to deny you too. Yet our ignorance, he has winked at us. And yet he's bringing us to a place that we can divest ourselves of all of that trash we have learned. And all of that intellectual knowledge we have learned. It means nothing. I don't care if some of you all don't respond to Yahweh's truth. It makes no difference. I don't care if you're looking for a way out. It makes no difference. I'm accountable unto him. Just like Paul said, once I saw the heavenly division, the heavenly vision and the command from heaven, I didn't care what the Jews said. Really, I don't care what you say, noble Festus. I know what Yahweh did for me to do, so I don't care what you say. Amen. I'm going to save my soul. Amen. I am. Let's quickly. It says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Now, I marked these scriptures so we can simply move down the text easily, not hard to find. I don't want to switch back and forward. I would do something in the Old Testament, and I would do things from the New Testament. I'll go down the book, line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept. Hit a little and there a little. So I'll hit a little from the old, and I'm going to hit some from the new. His name has not changed. His identity has not changed. Isaiah 42, verse 8. He says here, now, isn't that a strange way that that's said in the scriptures, what you're looking at? I am the Lord. He said, I am Yahweh. What it says after that? But that's not what it says in that text. What it says in your text? What it says in Isaiah 42 and 8. I am who? And what else after that? That is my name. That is my name. He said, I am Yahweh. That is my name. That's what it should say, the pure rendition. I'm Yahweh. That is my name. I would walk up to someone and say, I'm a man. That is my name. I'm David. That is my name. He had a name. He said, I'm Yahweh. That is my name. He didn't say, I'm the Lord God. He said, he didn't say, I'm God. That is my name. No, he said, I'm Yahweh. That is my name. And my glory will I not give unto another, neither my praise to graven images. He said, that's my name. He has a name, saints. He said, Yahweh is my name. Not the Lord God is my name. But Yahweh is my name. That is his name. And he wants us to call him by that name. And he's suffered with us all these years. And now he's bringing us to a place whereby he's opened up a simple truth. It is not a complex truth. My mind is not confused or battered. I've been doing it this way a long way. Look at some of the sin you commit each day. Every single day you do the same thing. You do the very same thing every single day. You arise to the same bitterness, the same anger, the hostility against brothers and sisters every single day. And we ought to count the long suffering of Almighty Yahweh as our salvation. And so all of that, which sin was the greatest? For him to say to people, I'm the Lord and that is my name. Well, what is that? What is that telling me? I'm Yahweh, that is my name. Isaiah 47, verse 4. Isaiah 47, verse 4. Read that for me. I want that touch. Isaiah 47, verse 4. Someone read that quickly. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name. But the true rendition. As for our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name. The Holy One of Israel. You understand what that host is? He is the Elohim of the army of heaven. And so the army of heaven, they know him by name. And he has a name and they call upon his name. As for our Redeemer now, he redeemed him. Yahshua has redeemed us from the law of sin and death. He came in the Spirit of the Father. It's by that Spirit we are redeemed from the law of sin and death. There's no condemnation in them that walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yahshua has made us free from the law of sin and death. And as for our Redeemer, his name is Yahshua. And he is the Holy One. He said his name is holy. And so his name is holy, saints. It is holy. And that's just it. He doesn't want us blaspheming his name. He wants us to have reverence and awe of his name. That's what he wants. Isaiah 48, verse 2. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon Elohim of Israel. And he tells us his name. Yahweh of hosts is his name. No different than what he spoke in the 47th verse, 47th chapter, verse 4. Jeremiah profoundly thunders by the same spirit. Jeremiah 32. And verse 18, it says this, thou showest love kindness to thousand, recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. He says this, the great, the mighty Elohim, Yahweh of hosts, is his name. I know what it says in that rendition. But Yahweh of hosts, he is the host of the armies of the heavens. Yahweh of hosts is his name. It's a mighty name, it's a reverence name, and it's a glorious name. Jeremiah 33 and verse 2. Thus saith Yahweh, the maker of this, Yahweh that formed it to establish it, Yahweh is his name. Now what it says in that rendition you have? The Lord is his name, and Yahweh is his name. Now, that's not complex. Even a simple mind like this man, an uneducated fool, can understand that. It's something that old hillbilly that called me last night, you knew he was a hillbilly, and yet the man had enough understanding. He said, Pastor Roberts, I've been listening to you for a long time. From the hills, then Georgia. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Whether you hear it or not, he has a people that will hear it, and that will receive his truth. He came unto his own, and they received him not. They rejected him. Because he came in a name that was not palatable for them. They could receive that. And so he introduced, he speak unto us the authority and the power of that name. And gives us understanding, and then we can't receive that. Because mom and daddy, granddaddy, makes no difference. Kin folks makes no difference. Amen. I want to know him in the power. Death, burial, and his resurrection. I want to understand the fullness of this authority and his might. I'm not going to reject the simple truth like that. I'm not going to fight against it. Amen. You that have, you need to cleanse your hearts. Amen. Look at what Amos says. Amos chapter 5. I'm not going to give you too much. You can't digest tonight. I have literally hundreds and hundreds of pages of scriptures that I printed out. Hundreds of them. Amen. And you can't deny it. You just can't miss it. And the more I read, the more I see it more clearly. It's just there. Look at what Amos says. Amos chapter 5, verse 27. Amos 5, 27. Therefore, I will cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith Yahweh, whose name is the Elohim of hosts. Can someone read me that, what it says, whose name is what? Read the entire verse for me, someone. Amos 5:27. Read it, son. That's what it says in that text. I know what it says, saints. But he said, whose name is Yahweh? He has a name, saints. Zechariah 14 and verse 9. What profound statement that Zechariah makes here. Zechariah 14 verse 9. This is profound here. The whole book is profound. I can't grasp one scripture from the other because I read one, and that does the same feeling as the one before. I don't care what scripture I read, the whole book. Zechariah 14, verse 9, this is what it says. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. It says, and God shall be king over all the earth in that. What it says, the Lord shall be king over. But it says, and Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day, do you hear that? Shall there be one Yahweh? It says, in that day there shall be one God. Huh? One Lord. And his what? And his name, one. There's not two different names. One. He shall be king over all the earth, and his name warned. His son and his name is the same. It's simply Yahshua. He come in his father's name. He is the salvation of our hope. In his name, he shall be king over all the earth. And his name shall be one. Shall not be three names. Shall not be five names. Shall not be a diversity of his name. His name shall be one. That's what the scripture says. And Yahweh shall be king of all the earth. And in that day shall there be one Yahweh. One. He has one name. And his name, there's not no plural there, names. And his name shall be one. Malachi chapter 2 verse 2. Malachi 2 and 2. Look at what the scripture says. Malachi chapter 2 verse 2. In order for you to hear, someone must speak. So Malachi says, if ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name. Isn't that what that says? This is New Testament or Old Testament? This old book. Yahshua did not come to destroy the name of his father. He came to bring glory to it. And we have not come to destroy his name. We are to bring glory to it. He's bringing us to this simple truth. I'm not ashamed of it. I bless him for opening up my heart to just speak the simplicity of it. It doesn't take a mastermind to speak this. It doesn't take no layman, no theologian, or no clergyman. It simply takes a heart that is open and willing to obey what he says. He wants to be willing and obedient. We can eat the good things that he has for us. Tell me how obedient you are and willing you are just to do the simple things he tells you. How about submitting yourselves one unto the other? To love your neighbor as yourself. You don't even want to do that. In hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. You don't want to do that in Jesus' name. You're not going to do it in Yahshua's name. So what difference does it make? A pack of hypocrites walking in hypocrisy. Ain't no peace between you and the sister or you and the brother. What difference does it make? You're on your way to hell, period. The truth in you. He's trying to get his folks where they'll sin no more. That's the place he's trying to bring us. Amen. We got old mother here that you always dealing with the heart, encouraging her and helping her, getting her ready for heaven's gates. I understand that. You can reject that all you want to. I see the change of the old woman. It's good that you always brought her here. You have been more than a son-in-law to you. I've been a pastor. I've been a man of Elohim. I've been a man that ministered unto you the truth to prepare your soul. Can he heal us? Sure he can. Amen. I believe him for the healing. One way or the other, she's going to be healed. She's going to be complete in him. Amen. Amen. He keeps around just to hear this last little bit of simple revelation. He's bringing it to a house. There's no way he's going to bring anything profound unto you when you can't receive simple things. You will never know who this false prophet is. You can't even receive that. Well, I just don't believe it that way. Because you all got your own interpretation. And they're based upon your feelings. Well, I learned it this way. I don't give a nickel what the rats meet. I've run a lot of things that way. That doesn't mean it's right. Yahweh, he preserveth the simple. And I bless him that I've been simple. I don't care what you all say. I've not been an arrogant man. I've not lifted up myself in some kind of pride to think I'm someone. I haven't done that. I haven't made no memorial unto me. You have never given me a passing appreciation. You have never celebrated no birthday event for me, no anniversary. Don't give me those lies. I've never allowed you to do that. Now, if I wanted a memorial to me, I would have us doing those kinds of things because I am an icon. I'm important. But I am nothing, neither you. Our opinion means nothing unto Yahweh. They carry no weight at all. Your feelings carry no weight at all. That's just the truth. Amen. The only thing he carries weight is his truth. And that's the thing he wants us to buy, his truth. Amen. If I'm telling you a lie, I would flee for my soul. To get away from this foolish preacher. I would. I'm a fool. That's just it. Hilkiah says, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, that's what he says. That's Old Testament. He had to have a name for them to give glory to. He said, give glory to my name, sent Yahweh of hosts. I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I will curse them already, because ye do not lay it to hearts. He said, give glory to his name, and he means that. He hasn't changed that. You think that's changed from the old to the new? It hasn't changed. Now, what he has given us, the Spirit and the power to do it through his Son, because that's what he did. He came to glorify the Father. He came to glorify the Father. Now, we will glorify the Son, and in glorifying the Son, we glorify the Father. Because we believe the works that were done in the Son. And he came in his Father's name. Oh, what others say. I don't care what others say. I don't care how they feel. Amen. Glory to the Lamb. Ezekiel, turn quickly back there. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 8. Ezekiel 43, verse 8. In their sitting of their threshold, by my threshold, and their posts by my posts, and the wall between me and them. He said, look at this. They have even defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed. Wherefore I have consumed them in my anger, and wherefore I have consumed them in my anger, because they have defiled his holy name. Now, you don't think that if we defile his name, he's not going to consume us, saints? He gives us warning there. Don't you understand that even Israel, as he will put them in bondage, and he will make himself known unto them, even his name would even be taken out of their thoughts, out of their mind. Whereby they were given over to strange gods. You see the pattern in Israel. They serve every kind of God there was. They went under every bay tree, whoring after every strange God there was. And there was one of true identity in the house, and they rejected that identity. For his name shall rest and be the banner upon his people. He hasn't changed that. He hasn't changed that one bit at all. Not at all. First Kings. I'm going to go back in the Old Testament a little bit. First Kings, chapter 8, verse 42. I'm going to read a few more scriptures. I'm going to stop because I want to thrust too much on you at one time. Just give you a little bit. You go grasp that. Look at those scriptures. And really look at them. Look at the ones before and one after. Amen. We can't disprove his name in no textual way in scripture. You can't do it. First Kings chapter 8 and verse 42. And First Kings 18:24. First Kings 8:42. And 1 Kings 18:24. Isn't that amazing? Because all the books and scripture have names. Every last one of them. They were not just books. Letters. The Epistle of Paul. To who? The saints of Galatia. The saints of Thessalonica. To Philemon. They all were addressed to those that had names. And yet the great Elohim that we serve, there is no name. You can't deduct that name out of your way. You just cannot. It isn't there, sage. It isn't. 1 Kings 8:42. He said, for they shall hear of what? So what is the great name? It's just Lord's. He said, they shall hear of thy great name. And they shall hear thy great name. And they shall, if you just let that resonate in your soul, and they shall hear thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy outstretched arm, when he shall come and pray toward his house. When they come to his house, they shall hear of his great name. It is not like the name of Baal, but he has a great name. And he said, they shall hear when they come to his house to pray and to cry unto him. He has not changed. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's the same in the Old Testament as he was in the New. He just manifested his name, made it known in a profound way in the body of flesh. 1 Kings 18:24. Isn't this amazing? Because this is what the scripture says. 1 Kings 18:24. If someone has that, read that for me. Read it out of the text you're reading from. Read it for me, Brother Dolphus. What it says? That's what Elijah said. He said, what? And what he says? See that? All right? Go ahead. Elijah said, and ye call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of Yahweh. The Elohim that answereth by fire, he knew that God could answer. Thank you, brother. He's sure the one that answered by fire. He said, the God that answered by fire, and he answers by fire. His word is like a burning fire should be down the souls of the saints. He said, when that be, you let that one be Elohim. You let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And they called upon their God, too. And there was no answer. He literally mocked them. He called upon Yahweh. He didn't say God, because they were called. Believe me, they're gods. He didn't tell them to call upon. He didn't tell them to just, what it says, call upon what? A what? A name of what? Your what? Is that G-O-D-S or G-O-D? G-O-D-S. He knew that they had gods. So he said, call upon the name of your gods. They have thousands of names of gods. And he said, I call upon the true one. Yahweh is his name. And he's going to answer me by fire. And they call. He mocked him. He said, call a little louder. Cut your shiver. Act like a fool. He said, mine's going to answer by fire. You're always going to answer by fire. He's going to answer by fire this hour. Sure he is. Yeah, he is. When you call upon him, that's going to be a fire that burning your soul. It's going to burn out the kingdom. It's going to burn out the sin. When you truly call upon him, he's going to burn the sin. The draw's coming out. The fire of his truth is going to eradicate you from sin. So what God have you been calling upon? Surely when you call upon him, he's going to ask about the fire of his truth. And there will be no sin in your soul. There will be no willingness to sin. There's a willingness in the hearts of his people to sin. To be rebellious, to be stubborn. Do their own thing. He said, I'm going to answer by fire. That's now. That's not just yesterday. This is a now word. This word is a very present help today. It transcends time. His truth transcends time. Time has no power to bind it. It transcends all time, all eras, every country, every dialect, every personality, every race, every creed. So you call upon your God, as Elijah said, and I'll call upon the true one, and the one that answered by fire. You began to truly call upon him. He began to answer by fire. He began to purge the dross of sin, that vile thing in you to keep you from truly worshiping him, keep you, your attitude all wicked, keep you full of bitterness, keep you full of sin. Tell me how often you call on him. He'll cleanse you, he'll answer you by fire. Sure he will. And that's the truth. Oh, he still answers by fire. Sure he does. You see, that's what the beast is going to try to do, answer by fire. Amen. But there's no fervor to his fire. No whatsoever. Is that something how some of you all began to preach on this? Some of you sisters, you don't want to shake my hand. No, but that's all right. When I preach about sin, you hold, that's good. This is still the truth. Bless you, Pastor Rob. I'm still blessed. I'm full of his goodness. So I'm still blessed. I'm still blessed. That's what blessing is, to be full. And I'm full of Him. I'm blessed. Truth. Sure, I'm blessed. Truly blessed. Thank you, Father. Psalms 54 and 1. Psalms 54, 1. Someone has that. Will you read that quickly? I want you to read it from the text. Psalms 54, 1. Save me how? Save me how? What else? David said, save me, O Elohim, by thy name. He has a name. And in that name is a saving power. In that name, Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. And He saved us by His name. He saved us by your name. It's the same then now. No different. He saved Israel when He brought them out of Egypt. He saved them by His name because He got glory upon His name. Nothing has changed today. Nothing at all. He saved us still today by His name. Save me, O Elohim, by thy name. By thy name. Well, that's His character and authority. I believe that too. That's His personality. I believe that too. But it also marks a name as well. All that is a part of it. You know, I read this from there. It says from the Strong Concordance. It says, stripped to definition of the word name. This will prove beyond the shadow of doubt that the word name not only means character and reputation, but also a literal, written, and spoken name. It means more than just someone's reputation or their character. This is the definition of the Hebrew word shim, which is translated as name all throughout the scripture. Strong Concordance number 8034, shim, a primitive word, perhaps rather from the 7760, that's the other concordance for the word name, that through the idea of definition, conspicuous position, compare 8064, the appellation, it says this, as a mark or a memorial of individuality. It denotes individuality. By implication, honor, authority, character, based in famous name, renown, report. As you can see from the above definition, Yahweh is not only representative, represents His character, but the name Yahweh is His mark. What is a mark but something that is written? The name Yahweh is also His memorial of individuality. This definition goes hand in hand with written scriptures. Then it makes a statement here. Man has set up many memorials for himself, such as the unknown soldiers, the walls, for instance. Can you imagine the punishment one would receive if someone had gone and destroyed one of those memorials, the unknown soldiers? Now, if we would not desecrate one of man's memorials, then why would anyone want to desecrate Yahweh's memorial? His memorial is His name. We do not have the right to change His name to whatever we want to call Him. Now, I concur with that. Amen. Let me read a few more scriptures. Amen. Glory. My soul is fat tonight. Jeremiah 44:26. I want that to be read. Someone find that quickly and read that. Jeremiah chapter 44 and verse 26. Jeremiah 44 and verse 26. And also Jeremiah 49:13. But if someone gets that, read for me, son.
Therefore, hear
He has sworn by his great name now. That's what he says. Go ahead, son. Now we'll read the proper rendition. It says this. Therefore hear the word of Yahweh, O Judah, that dwell in the land of Egypt. He said, behold, I have sworn by my great name. What is his great name? It says, Lord, that I sworn by my great name, saith Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah, and the land of Egypt, saying, Yahweh, Elohim, liveth, because of their wickedness and their sins, and their turning their hearts away from him. So if I began to turn their heart away from him, they can't call on his name. Began to turn their mind away from him. Ain't no funny matter in this. Ain't nothing to laugh about. Nothing to smile and smirk. No folly in this at all. It's a serious matter. There ain't nothing to grin and spit about. He wants to be sober in this hour. That's our problem we've been in all our folly and our foolishness. He wants us to be sober people. It makes no difference whether you believe it or not. It's still Scripture. It's still truth. Amen. He said, I swear by my great name, says Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in their mouths in Judah or in the house of the land of Egypt. This one thing about Egypt, we know what Egypt represents. It represents a spiritual flesh, a fleshly people, a carnal people, carnal thinking. Where my flesh part, where my garlic? I want that. I need that. That's what Egypt represents. Carnal desires and fleshly desires. Well, I'm just so set doing this. Well, you better stand up then. You're so set in your ways. You better stand up in him and see his glory. I'm going to close here. One scripture. Jeremiah 49:13. He swore again, for I have sworn by myself, saith Yahweh. I know what it says there. I sworn by myself, saith the Lord. But I sworn by myself. And then he names that. He said, Bozrah. And Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse. And all her cities shall be perpetual wasted. And that's what the Father says. Revelation 3:12. Him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my Elohim. And he shall go out no more, and I will write upon him the name of my Elohim. That's what Yahshua said. He said, I'm going to write upon him the name now. That's New Testament, Revelation 3:12. And I will write upon him the name of my Elohim, and the name of the city of my Elohim, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heavens from my Elohim, and I will write upon him my new name. His name. His name is Yahshua. His name, that is his name. Man knew him as Yahweh. He is the sure salvation of our soul. We can't deny it. We have the banner of his name upon our foreheads. There's no other name there, but his name. There's the strength of his name. I won't fight against you, Yahweh. Receive the simplicity of this. Amen. It's a matter of stepping into the nether realm, into the realm that he intends. Let me tell you, my friend, this thing that is about to transpire, it's not going to be something of a perceptual thing. It is truly spiritual. And you think very highly of yourself. You think that you know it. You think you got the pizzazz. You think you understand all things. No, I know what the scripture says. As Brother Wilson said to me, Pastor Robert and the multitude of counselors, they are safety. I believe that. Only in that, counselors, men speaking to brothers, amen. He said, I'm going to write upon him my name. Yahshua said, I'm going to put my Father's name upon him. You can't deny that. That's New Testament. It makes no difference whether it's new or old. Amen. It is still the same. Amen. It is still the righteous law of Almighty Yahweh. It is still truth. And you're not going to deny it. I don't care who you are, where you're from. You're not going to deny that. He's given us an understanding of his simple truth, and we're going to walk in that. I am, with all authority and all might and all power. I'm going to do that. Old Elamont came the other night and said, you know, Pastor Robert, I know what he was saying. I understand. We're just coming to the light of this in many ways. He says, time we sing some songs unto Yahweh. Y'all sure? I said, we'll do it, old man. Don't worry about that. Amen. And I know some of y'all resisting that and you fought against it. And you shouldn't. I wouldn't even trust a man like me. If I'm a false brother, I wouldn't trust him. If I brought you into the wilderness like Moses to lead you down to some dead end path, you judge my heart to be that corrupt, and yet your wicked sins and your battling against his truth, you don't even judge your corrupt mind and your spirit that is foul. Even your intentions are not pure. You think that y'all in this hour that we're in, that we got time for frivolity? You think I got time for some trivial? Ain't nothing trivial about this. It's the mighty statement that he's making in this hour. There's no frivolity in this. And yet you think that I'm playing some trivial game? I'm playing some trivial game? No, one bit at all. I'm dealing with the destiny of my soul. I'm going to stand before my Maker. And you must too. Just like William Branham said in that message, one of those messages, in one of his books, he says, the Spirit spoke to him. He said, no, the man that you call Jesus. That's what he said. No, the man that you call, he said, the man that you think, the man you call Jesus. Yahweh is his name, Yahshua, the mighty Son. He's the Messiah. That's what he is, the Messiah. That's why Israel could not receive him. Because he said he was the Messiah. That name was Messiah, has come. There's a salvation of the house. And that's what he is. Amen. I don't want to be kicking against the prick like Paul. Paul told you from his youth up. In your youth up, you've been raised the way you've been raised. And all of a sudden, you want to kick against that. Paul said, I was in the strictest of sex. Oh, I don't wear pants, honey. I don't wear lipstick. I don't do this. I don't do that. I got my head covered. I don't do that. And you know, on that Damascus Road, he spoke in a tongue that was familiar with Paul, in the Hebrew tongue. And he spoke to Paul his name in Hebrew tongue. He spoke it to Moses that way. His name is the same. It hasn't changed. Amen. And that's the simple truth. It hasn't. Amen. Father, help us all. We should just give glory to his name. Amen. That's all. Just fight against it. As we say all the time, hallelujah. You know something you say? Well, then you should say hallelujah, Jesus. Then don't say hallelujah, all right? We say hallelujah. That shows you that praises and glory to Yahweh. Amen. There's one thing about the sounds of vowels in the Hebrew language. They were spoken with the mouth closed. Yahweh. And so what a vowel is, A-E-I-O-U. There's no J then. You know, I show many of the saints that have come, even at Psalm 68:4. I was talking with Brother Kevin. He said, you know, Pastor Rob, my daddy said to me long ago, he said, you know, his name is really, he said, we say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then he said, his name is really Yahweh. He said, but Pastor Rob, he said, my father told us that long ago. That was one of the first things Evander Hartford told me when I met him, his name. He didn't preach in it. That doesn't change his truth. You walk in much error. I know I have. You've done things that were not pleasing before the Father. Because we were so simple. He said, I preserve them. And he's just going to save his house. Do you not understand that, people? He's not trying to save your mama, your granddaddy, your great-granddaddy. He's just going to save his house. And he's going to bring his people to a place in the wilderness where he can speak to them. He's not trying to convince the world. He's not trying to convince Charlie. He's not trying to convince Pageland. He has arrived here like he had in Egypt. There's a small little group of... He's not trying to convince this world. And if you think he's trying to convince the world, he has an election, an elected people that he has called from the foundation of the world. He has chosen and predestinated them to be sons. For some reason, you think he's trying to save the world. He wants to spoil the mind of the world. He doesn't want them to call on him. He wants to spoil them. You tell me that religious whorehouse, telling women to wear some sanctified swimwear? Groups from all over California? Can you imagine? I don't even want to think like that, Yahweh. Can you imagine sisters in bathing suits? and brothers in swimwear, and they come up praising Jesus, and they just, you know, they sing his songs and make him just come on and sit in front of the brother. He just, my, what an abomination, what a vile thing, what an unholy thing. Come on, my wife in a bathing suit and this sister and that sister. And out there, we just praise it, brother. Women, I just glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my, what a filthiness. What a foulness. Don't tell me that's of your way. That's filthy. It's vile. So he's not trying to save the world. Did he do it in the days of Noah? Did he go down in Sodom and Gomorrah and save everybody out of there? There was only one man that knew him. He brought him out even in his stubbornness. So he's not trying to save the world. For some reason we think he's trying to convey this to the world. He is not. He's trying to convey this to a people that's rebellious, stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart, that do always resist the Holy Ghost. So he's not trying to save Charlotte. He's not trying to save the Roberts clan, all right? And he's not going to save your clan either. He's going to save his people. That they will sin no more. That's all he's going to save. And they're going to know him by his name too. Sure. Sure they are. Sure they're going to know him. And there's going to be no doubt in their hearts. Amen. Amen. I'm not like these coward preachers out here. I don't want to cause no ruckus. I don't mind calling. I was reading Brother Wonder today. Thinking many of you brothers. Oh, that Eddie Long down. That Bishop Eddie Long. Isn't that something? That he went to that whorehouse. What kind of spirit did that man possess? 1987, there were 300 people there. He has 25,000 people. Every kind of whore, every kind of vile thing you can name is there. Oh, he's telling them how to get rich in Jesus' name. Just get blessed and prosperity. You have plenty. And he got them from every place in the United States. Just started a little whorehouse up there in Charlotte. He just started. 25,000. He has a sanctuary that seats 10,000. And he has two services, 10,000 each service. Amen. I tell you what, it's either that I'm on my way to hell today or they're going into the kingdom. Or I'm on my way to the kingdom and they're going to hell. I don't believe he'll destroy that house. We will find out. We will find out. We will find out. We will find out. We will. He destroyed the first earth and saved Noah, a preacher of righteousness. Saving eight souls. He was a preacher of righteousness. And that's all he saved. So he's not trying to save the world. He's not trying to save Chicago. He's not trying to save San Francisco. He's going to burn them in the fire of hell. He's trying to save a hard-headed, rebellious folks that reject simple truth. That fight, that's what he did. He came to a hard-headed house of Israel. He said, I'm Yahshua. I come in my father's name. You? They said, you crazy ass. Give me a stone. I'll be the first one. He blasphemed. They're ready to bust his head. They're ready to kill him. Then this man speak blasphemy. They're ready to kill him. Amen. He wasn't speaking to no Greeks. He was speaking to Jews. A hard-headed house. House rebellious, full of sin. That's your problem. Your sins. Your sins cause your heart to get harder. Your sins and your own corruption cause it to be hard. I want his heart to understand. No. It's not hard to understand. Amen. I understand. And you got more education than I got. Amen. Amen. Hey, my education has come from this. This. No scholarly taught here, just this. Amen. 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 Come from this. Well, how did it come from that? Well, can I tell you our game? I've been able to hear true men of faith. I've been able to hear what the Spirit says. I know how faith comes by a preacher. Him preaching. Amen. Not like my little striving or my little dictation I find, a little directions I take in this book. By the preaching of faith, opens a man's heart up to believe that you can't even believe it unless you have faith. And the only way you're going to have that, it must be preached to you. Amen. Why do you think they couldn't believe it? Because they had no faith. So they had to preach it unto them. And only then could they believe it. Why do you think those stubborn Jews? Well, tell me, you studied more than they studied? You tell me you studied more than the Pharaoh studied? You tell me you were greater than the Essence? Paul said he was the strictest of sects. Tell me how strict you are. Tell me how many times you fast a week. Tell me, do you wear your plastery? Tell me, is the law in your heart? So don't give me them lies, all right? He said, I was the strictest of sects. That's what he said.
probably fast 3-4 days a week. Hmm? 12-minute time or fast? How many times you fast? All right. So don't try me, okay? And yet when Yahshua spoke to them, they said, ah, come on now. There's only one Elohim. You ain't, no, sir. He had no comeliness, no beauty, nothing about him that any man would behold. If he walked in today, you wouldn't behold it. He said, who is that? He had nothing. He was despised and rejected. He was acquainted with grace. Huh? Oh, I don't believe that. We are so crazy. He is despised. Not only was he despised, but he is despised and rejected of men. Amen. He is. Yahshua is his name. Amen. Scripture says so. He came in his Father's name. May Yahweh's peace rest upon you. This word fill your hearts. We go on to higher heights, as those saints will say. And that's what he's trying to do with us. He's trying to break down every little thing of everything about your flesh. That's what he's trying to do. Amen. And what you need to do, some of you sisters need to grow up spiritually. You brothers too. Amen. Glory. I was surprised what Brother James did. Not at all. Glory. I'm not surprised at that. Not one bit. I'm there every day. James came here yesterday. He could have came. Sure. Glory. And that's just the truth. And sure he could have. Amen. I love the Lord with this love is truth then. Amen. And a part of his truth is correction. That's what it is. Yeah, he corrects you. Glory. That's what he does. I'm not afraid of that. Glory. This will be done in this house. What are you going to do? Well, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve him. I'm going to seek his face. Take me to higher ground and deeper heights, Father. Amen. And I want to know his name. Who is that right there, son? Who is that? Huh? Talk talking to you, boy. Huh? What's his name? Huh? But he has a name, isn't it? He knows that's his father. I know my father has a name. It was one thing as a young boy, I wanted to know my father's name. And my mother gave me a name, that was enough for me. I didn't have to see him, but that name was enough. That put a mark in my shoe. She said, boy, you want to know your dad? I said, yes, ma'am. His name is R.J. Nichols. That's enough, honey. That was enough. I rejoiced in that. I really did. I cried after that. But when my mother told me that day, she said, boy, you want to know your daddy's name? I said, yeah. I never did know what the R stood for or the J. She simply said, his name is R.J. Nichols. It's probably still like the R, huh? But R.J. Nichols. But when she said that, I said, oh, that's nice. Then I do have a daddy. That's good. That's enough for me. And so when they were asked father's name, I could put my father's name, R.J. Nichols. Sure I could. Just that alone was enough to satisfy my heart. Just that alone. To know that I had a father and he had a name. Sure, we have a father. We do have a father and he has a name, all right? And his son came in his name. Bless you all. Be encouraged tonight. Walk in faith. He's coming. Amen. And believe this. There are men that sincerely love the Father. That he has ordained men to speak his truth. And they're not charlatans. They're not men that are caught up in this wicked world and the fleshly things, a fleshly aspiration. There's nothing you can give me as far as the natural things. There's nothing I want. Ain't nothing. You can give me $100,000 to make me turn my back on the Father. First of all, you don't have it. Amen. And you'll be a fool to offer me that. Try that. I will take the $100,000 and go buy me a Cadillac or whatever you want. Amen. And I wouldn't turn my soul on him for that. A $50,000, what is that? Bah. He's brought me through all these years. He's always taking care of me. Sure. Even in my ignorance, my stupidity. And you've been stupid and you've been ignorant. You've been very ignorant. You've been stupid. You've done things so ignorant, so stupid. You blast your brothers and sisters. You've done them evil. You've done them wrong. Don't tell me you haven't. And yet he's brought you through. Amen. You spoke out of turn. You said things against dignities that you should not have said. Yeah, we have done those things. And in the midst of all of that stupidity and ignorance, he brought you on out. Sure did. Amen. And don't tell me you pray because you've gone to bed with heat in your heart and anger and mad hatred. You're going to bed with your wife or your husband vehemently protesting them, angry with them. You're not talking to some clown here, all right? I got it, what it takes to take your darts, okay? That don't mean nothing. So you're going that way. So don't tell me. Just even in that, in your ignorance. And he told you don't let the sun go down upon you. Right? Don't even let the sun go down. Do you understand that? He didn't say where you get to bed. Don't even let the sun go down. Don't even the day close out into another day. And yet, and he said, all right, they're ignorant. And yet he winked at it. But now he's not doing that anymore. He's bringing us to a truth. Amen. May he keep our hearts and our souls and our minds on him, saints, for his coming. Let me say this, that Pentecost is Sunday, from 12 o'clock Sunday. And what are we going to do on that day? We just kind of rest the way we do on the Sabbath. We're not going to do it the same way, but I do want us to get these thoughts or these things in our minds and our hearts to understand them, saints. Amen. We're not going to go by and sell that day. We're going to just kind of fellowship with each other. That'd be a good thing to do, all right? That's what we want. I don't want the brothers working, nothing like that. We're going to just stay here and just rest in the Father, all right? That's good to do that. Amen. So we began to understand. Oh, he's coming at a day. We're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to be like the five wise. You're going to have your vessels, your vessel filling, your lamps burning light, and you're going to have on the cloaks of righteousness. Amen. And that's just the truth. The old flesh is not willing to do what the Father says. It's willing to do what the world says. It loves the appetite of the world. And it must be destroyed. Because if it isn't, we're going to lose our souls into hell. And that's just a fact of the matter. That's just a fact. Judas, he was called to be one of the apostles. And he sold. He sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And the scripture says that his bishopric was taken from him and given to another. And that's what it was done. Amen. So don't let it be taken and given to another. As he called and warned you, you don't harden your heart. You acknowledge him. Say, woe am I, Father. Amen. Bless us. Bless you all in Yahshua's name. Stand to our feet. God, we bless you all. Amen. Father, in all things, we thank you tonight that thy word be a strength unto